And aviation regulators have proposed the largest ever fine against an airline. It's American Airlines. The government penalty of more than $24 million is for maintenance problems that occurred 2 years ago and forced American Airlines to ground hundreds of planes. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
If you were scheduled to fly on American Airlines in April 2008, you'll remember this well.
American Airlines passengers are facing more problems. The airline is canceling more than 900 flights today to fix potentially faulty wiring on its planes.
Over several days, American canceled thousands of flights. This came after the FAA discovered the airline had failed to make mandatory fixes to its MD-80 planes. In its complaint, the FAA says that before the problems were fixed, the airline flew more than 14,000 flights, with planes out of compliance with federal rules. American Airlines says there was never a flight safety issue. Richard Abelafia is an aviation analyst at the Thiel Group.
It was a clash between two different ways of looking at it. One being, well, we can do it over a longer time period, and the other guy saying, you don't understand, we're the regulators, we want this done yesterday.
With this $24 million proposed civil penalty, Abelafia says the FAA is making its position extra clear.
This is a time when federal agencies have been criticized for being too close to the industries they regulate, and the FAA wants to show it has a zero-tolerance policy.
American Airlines says the FAA's action is unwarranted, and it plans to challenge the fine. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The center of global finance is in Wyoming today. Central bankers from around the world are gathered in the mountain resort of Jackson Hole for an annual meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve. In just a few minutes, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is scheduled to deliver a speech about the U.S. economy. This morning, the Commerce Department reported that growth in the second quarter was much slower than previously estimated, and the Fed is under increasing pressure to come up with new ways to stimulate the economy. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, Fed officials are divided about which way to go.
Ben Bernanke came into office promising to make the Fed more transparent about how it makes decisions, but openness comes at a price. For one thing, differences that once might have been covered up now get aired.
Right now, we're kind of in an interesting situation where I've never seen the Federal Open Market Committee so divided about the course of action.
Former Fed economist Dean Crocher, who's now with the University of Richmond, says that since the financial crisis erupted, the Fed has poured a huge amount of money into the nation's banks in order to encourage them to lend and get the economy moving again. But some inflation hawks on the Fed believe this will come back to haunt the economy at some point.
That extra $1 trillion of excess reserves that are just sitting in bank vaults or on deposit at the Fed, those are going to come rushing out and be lent, and it'll be hard to rein that in once it gets started.
But other Fed officials say inflation is not remotely a threat, and they want the Fed to take more aggressive steps to stimulate the economy. As chairman, Bernanke has strived for consensus, but some critics say the Fed's efforts to strike a middle course have sent a muddled message. David Kelly, chief market strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds, wishes Bernanke would set a more optimistic tone about the economy. He says Bernanke's remarks have sometimes obscured the good things that are happening, like the surge in mortgage refinancings.
It's allowing people to reduce the interest payments on their most important debt. So I think consumers are getting in better shape. Businesses are certainly in better shape. Corporate profits are up. There are things to be positive about, but we just don't hear very much of it in the news media.
But Sam Stovall, chief investment officer at Standard & Poor's, says if the Fed's message has sometimes appeared somewhat muddled, it's because its future course is so unclear. It's had to wrestle with a major financial crisis, and its efforts to get the economy back on its feet by cutting interest rates haven't succeeded. Stovall points out that interest rates are already about as low as they can get.
I think that they only have a few options available to them, and now people are questioning, well, how much more stimulation can the government employ combined with what more can the Treasury and the Fed do in order to help pull us out of this crisis of confidence?
There are steps the Fed can take to try to stimulate growth, like buying bigger quantities of Treasury bills, but it's not clear these measures will succeed. Stovall says this uncertainty about Fed policy has added to the anxiety about the economy. Stocks have slid sharply in recent weeks on the heels of disappointing news about the housing sector and jobs.
I think the market is responding to the concerns that we could be slipping into a 3D economy, meaning a double dip with deflation.
These questions about Fed policy have come at a time when Washington is already squabbling over whether to extend the Bush tax cuts. With Congress and the White House unable to take action, the Fed is being called on to step in. But charting a course is proving anything but easy. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.